people have called Rainier Avenue Seattle's most dangerous street. There's at least one accident every day. Pedestrians have died. But that could change soon. It's a warm weeknight in Columbia City. Jacob Anderson rides by on his bicycle. He rides on the sidewalk.
People drive so fast on the street for like some reason, and then they're like angry at the fact that you're there. So like they're gonna zoom around you and go, meow.
But maybe he'll feel safe riding in the street again later this month. The city is rearranging the road in hopes of slowing down traffic. Workers chisel up those yellow plastic turtles in the middle of the road. Phyllis Porter cheers them on.
You know, I've been saying for a long time, when will the shoveling start? And today, it's like I'm like a child with a little toy. I'm so excited.
Porter is a neighborhood activist. She worked long and hard to get SDOT to give Rainier Avenue a treatment called a road diet. Just like it sounds, that means cutting down the number of traffic lanes and lowering the speed limit, making it less like a freeway and more like a small town main street.
If it's going to save even one life, I think it's worth it.
But not everybody's in favor of the road diet. There's this marimba band that practices on the sidewalk here twice a week. They don't like it. Band leader Cherie Soretse leads the band in a chant.
What are you saying is ridiculous?
That they're converting this to one lane each direction.
But road diets do work, at least according to traffic engineers. That's because the middle lane is a turn lane. SDOT engineer Dusty Rasmussen says it's easier for cars trying to turn.
They're not trying to merge with traffic. They're able to actually get in and around each other.
He says past projects like this have reduced collisions without really hurting traffic volume. A study by the Federal Highway Administration backs up those claims. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.